Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
But overall, I guess on the scale of from 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12. Okay, I think it was a 12. I think, very importantly, you know, just the whole relationship is very, very important. And I think it was really good.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Shannon, there's never been a more Trumpian scale than a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, right?
I mean, is that not a perfect encapsulation? Yeah. I mean, he obviously felt like the meeting went really well, but if he feels like it was good to great, it's going to be more than a 10. So, yes, that was President Trump, just vintage.
Well, you know, here again, for all of his detractors on these trade issues, in one fell swoop, he went through four countries, wrapped up a number of trade deals, including with these important minerals that we need to have, these rare earth minerals, got investment guarantees from Japan, and then landed in front of Xi with all of that already in his pocket. That had to be a big boost to the U.S. negotiating power there.
Yeah, he had a lot of momentum going in, and the readout from this 12 out of 10 sounds very promising. You talk about the rare earth minerals. That's been such a huge sticking point. And China was getting ready to unleash this framework in which countries had to get permission for how they were used, how they were sourced, everything, if they had any touch or connection to China at all. They're in weapons, they're in cars, they're in computers. I mean, that was a huge deal. The White House says they've got reassurances on fentanyl. And for great news for American farmers is that they are going to stop this ban on buying American soybeans and other farm products. The president says those orders are starting today. And that's great news. A couple of things we didn't hear about: TikTok. We didn't hear about, you know, we know the White House was going to discuss China's ability to help them with respect to Russia and Putin. Did they discuss that? Will we hear more about that? We'll wait and see.
And Taiwan also didn't make the agenda. Mm-hmm. But for your producers and yourself for Sunday, it's got to be, this has been just a whirlwind week. You still have this shutdown. How are you producing and deciding what's going to go on to the show on Sunday?
Yeah, so we'll unpack everything from this Asia trip, and we're also, with tariffs and trade in mind, going to look ahead to next Wednesday when the Supreme Court is going to hear this argument over whether the president has the power to use this Emergency Powers Act for a lot of the tariffs that he's done. The president has suggested he may go. That will make this a totally different experience if he's at the court on Wednesday. But it's a really important one for this administration. It wouldn't, if they lost there, it wouldn't take away all of their tariff tools, but it would take away a big chunk of them.
Yeah,
so that we're going to preview that. And of course, we're going to look at the shutdown, because we this weekend hit a couple of those real big pressure points, and there are going to be more missed paychecks potentially for the military and federal workers if they don't get something going soon.
Yeah, I want to talk more about the shutdown in a minute. But, you know, Shannon, I've camped out for concert tickets yet before. Are you think you're going to have to camp out to get in that Supreme Court building if Donald Trump's showing up next Wednesday?
Well, as a member of the Supreme Court press corps, I do have a seat, which is great. But I think for most folks, if you want to come, it's going to be tricky. I've talked to senators from both sides of the aisle who say they're going to show up. So there'll be a lot of lawmakers and they're going to get seats. It's just going to be a totally different security posture. There are always really heightened security measures at the Supreme Court, as you would imagine. But if the commander in chief himself is going to show up, I might need to take a sleeping bag over there and get started early on the sidewalk.
I was just reading the story earlier about the Senate voting to nuke Trump's tariffs on Canada. Four Republicans switched over and voted with the Democrats. It won't go anywhere because the House isn't in session. But is this the case next Wednesday of enough importance that they might ask the court to make a quick decision instead of waiting till June to release this?
I do think we'll have a more expedited return on this because they added it to the schedule. They shoehorned it in and moved some other cases around, which is a somewhat rare thing for the Supreme Court to do. So they're already signaling that they're fast tracking it. So yeah, I don't think it'll be one that we have to wait till June when all the biggies come out. I wouldn't be surprised if they got us a decision before the end of the year.
Wow.
With so much in play on the tariff front, I think the court is definitely moving it forward. It's jumping some normal hurdles.
Getting back to the lockdown or the government shutdown, you know, the several Democrats in the last few days have kind of said the quiet part out loud, right? That they're using this as leverage. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about 41 million Americans on food programs, that's a lot to leverage. Do you think this could backfire on them next Tuesday as the elections open in New Jersey and in different parts if it's still going on?
I mean, it's possible. I think that there are bigger issues in some of those races. But listen, in Virginia, which I cover that quite a bit, it's right there outside of D.C. The Northern Virginia area has such a heavy voting weight on that race that it involves a lot of federal workers. It involves a lot of military. So Virginia is a state, well, they're a commonwealth, but they're a place where I think that some of these shutdown issues could show up more than, say, in New Jersey or New York. I mean, they're certainly being impacted as well. But when you've got dozens of governors writing to the White House and reaching out saying, we don't have the funds to backfill the SNAP money that they need for these programs, there's going to be another level of pressure that turns up this weekend.
Yeah, you got to wonder about that. I heard that Spanberger is one of them, and the lady's name in New Jersey is escaping me, but are they campaigning together, did I read?
Well, meaning...
sure. Like making
Trump
appearances...
Obama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think that there is some crossover.
That's crazy.
But the fact is, we're coming down to the stretch, you know, the final wire here. The lead in New Jersey has closed. I mean, it's really tight there. The Cittarelli team is saying, we feel confident we can pull this off this weekend. There's more of a gap in Virginia. So we'll see. But, I mean, when you have President Obama and President Trump getting involved in these races, too, they're looking and knowing that, you know, perception is reality in politics a lot. And they want to signal going into the midterms that they've got to win. Democrats are, they would traditionally be expected to win both of New Jersey and Virginia races. So if they lose one of them, I think for them it says more about the possibility that they're not going to have as great a midterm as that they're hoping for, because history tells them Democrats should have a really good one next year.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. Shannon, we'll be watching on Sunday. Thank you so much.
See you then.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
in the UEFA Champions League. Every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.